This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, I'm PK Pagan, alongside Ian McNally. We've been checking out the brand new series, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It is based, of course, on the popular Archie comic. It stars Kiernan Shipka, who you would know as the little girl from Mad Men.
Oh.
And she is playing the teenage witch. It's also got Lucy Davis and Miranda Otto as Hilda and Zelda. It's got Ross Lynch as the love of her life, Harvey. And the great Michelle Gomez, the mistress herself from Doctor Who, playing Mary Wardle, or Madam Satan, if you've actually read the comic books. This show, obviously, is a spin-off, if you will, or a reboot of the original Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which ran for 7 seasons in the 1990s, kind of cemented my perennial crush on Melissa Joan Hart. And the show was, of course, about magic, family, and 90s teenage soapy drama, right? On a very special episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
They did do a little bit of that, but not too much. It was more goofy shenanigans.
It was. This show is very, very different. And, of course, it's based on a reboot of the Archie comic, which is very, very different. So The comic, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, is a lot darker. There's blood and violence and gore and adult themes.
And you've read
that,
right?
I have read it.
And is that a Monster of the Week comic, or is it an ongoing story like this series?
There is an ongoing story and there is a Monster of the Week.
Okay.
Now, this, of course, was part of a whole reimagining of the Archie comic book line by Roberto Aguirre Sacasa. He is the chief creative officer over at Archie Comics, and they did like Archie Zombies and Jughead as a werewolf. Mm-hmm. And it's some really traumatic stuff if you've grown up reading Archie comics, because they push those adult themes to the extreme.
Was that where Archie met the Punisher and Predator?
It's also the one where Archie was forced to kill his father because he became a zombie.
Cool.
That is some cold, nasty Now, this series kind of follows in that line. It's about the legacy of family.
The annoying voiceover in the opening minutes of the first episode actually kind of sets it out. She's heading for Sweet 16. She's born of mortal and witch, and she has to choose on her 16th birthday which realm to belong to, which I hated. The instant I heard that, I was like,
Don't you do that.
I didn't like it straight away. It's like, I haven't seen anything yet apart from the overly long credit sequence, which is 1 minute, 37 seconds. I didn't need to see. I'm sure when it gets to actual Netflix, they'll cut that out of the second and third episode
onwards. Skip intro.
Yeah, skip intro. But I wanted the show to show me that, not just tell me that straight off the bat.
I figured that they told you that just because that's the Sabrina story.
Yeah.
Like, so anyone who knows Sabrina, and that's just, I mean, it's not going to be a surprise to you.
Yeah.
And then she decides that she's going to take on Satan himself.
Yeah, so that's a big difference for me from the Melissa Joan Hart years, and from any kind of pop culture take on witches. Generally, it's like they are, you know, in tune with nature, or they're, you know, some aspects of a female goddess or something. This show is pretty brazen. It's Satan. Like, it is the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord.
Yeah,
not a Dark Lord.
This is not symbolic. This is not some ceremony. It's just to consider for the first couple of episodes whether she's going to sign the Dark Lord's book. And it is his book.
She is betrothed to him.
Yeah, and all her friends, like, she's a bit worried about this, but literally everyone in her life has already signed their soul over to the devil for magic powers and to do his bidding, which kind of breaks the show for me.
So here's the thing. You really couldn't get into this, and I was all in.
Yeah. So for me, the start was, I found it weirdly uneven, and also I gave it the Netflix tree. You know, you give it 3 episodes to figure out what's going on.
Correct.
This is a show that, unlike Archie, I think shows on Netflix outside the US, but Riverdale. That was designed for the CW, right?
Yes,
so that's got ad breaks and stuff built in. And, you know, the pacing of TV is a very set thing. You know, you have your ad breaks and, you know, your cliffhangers. This feels like a little overlong, and I felt tried to stuff too much stuff in. It's kind of serialized, but not properly serialized.
I don't think it's serialized at all. I think I think they went full on Netflix with this. They've completely decided to do away with any pretense of being television, right? Mm. Every episode flows into the next. You could just snip out all of those end credits and it would be a 10-hour long movie.
But that also leads to another problem, which is that you could snip out some of the plot lines and you wouldn't really notice. And the show actually does this a few times. There are storylines introduced with her friends that completely disappear for a couple of episodes while Satan says, I'm going to get you eventually. Satan, I keep coming back to this.
It's actually Satan.
And that's very cool. And there's a very, very cool line with these weird sisters who are these other witches who say, you know, when you sign, you have to sign his ledger because you can have power. And she's like, well, I want freedom. And it's like, well, Satan's not going to give you. You can have power or freedom. Satan won't give you both. And when Sabrina asks why, the girls say, because he's a man. And that, I thought, was a huge jumping off point that could have been. This is Sabrina, could be Sabrina versus the patriarchy.
Oh, it is.
And they hint at that.
But they kind of address all of that, right? I mean, they kind of go through all of these tropes and kind of subvert those tropes towards misogyny and discrimination.
But they don't follow through because the person who was trying to doom her soul in one episode is then trying to be her pally teacher in the next. You know, there's
but
a scene.
But that felt like a ploy as well.
It felt like a ploy, but it felt like she should be like, I don't want to talk to you at all. You really tried to screw me over. I'm just like, it's setting out all these rules and no, it's not setting out these rules. This is the problem. Other shows, Buffy, even Sleepy Hollow came to mind. The first season of Sleepy Hollow was great, but there was rules behind what was going on. This show seems to play very fast and loose with its rules.
I think that's coming. So I'm willing to put in the time because I seem to really enjoy these characters, Mr. Nitpicky Pickerson.
Well, the thing was, once I was on board and I was like, holy Satan. Hey, holy Satan. Satan's in this. And I was
praise
on board
Satan.
With that. Praise Satan. Which Miranda Otto says a lot.
A lot.
They've switched all the swears into Satan talk, and that's kind of fun. Miranda Otto's fantastic. And there's moments with her character and with Ambrose and with Lucy Davis, it feels like this was assembled by three different people.
I didn't get that at all, man.
Dark gags that are like heading.
It fits with the tone of the show, and that's what I got because there was a darkness, a humor, a slapstick nature to it, which reminded me a little bit of Charmed and Buffy and Scooby-Doo in the sense how they would drastically veer across tones in that way.
But in those, I felt they fit together slightly better. In this, it felt like they realized they were heading for the Addams Family and they veered so hard they ended up splitting into three. There's moments where there's like really dark stuff. Like there's a mention of they run a mortuary and there's a body coming in and they want an open casket and Zelda says, oh, that's a pity. If they'd had a closed casket, we haven't had Long Pig in so long. So her cuddly aunts for the TV shows eat human flesh.
Correct.
On the regular.
Correct.
Sabrina's relatively cool with this. We don't really get to talk about
it. It's a bit of a throwaway line.
It's a throwaway line, but there's a lot of those throwaway lines that start adding up, and that doesn't match with the comfiness of everything else that's going on.
I loved all of that throwaway lines. I loved that the fact that the darkness wasn't explained.
Oh, I love that. But then I felt that the next scene didn't match it at all.
But that's part of the idea, isn't it? That the fact that you're suddenly back in high school and then she's having these conversations about setting up a club called Wicca so she can protect women, which is absolutely in contrast with the fact that she's just tormented four football dudes.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I would have liked that too, but it just felt like it didn't gel. They all felt separate. And
I think for me, the anchor for all of that is Kiernan Shipka. Mm. I just love her portrayal of the character because she's kind, she's outspoken, she's never annoying or petulant. But even when she's embracing her darker side, you still root for her.
Yeah.
And there is something about her portrayal that puts that across. So even the lecturing doesn't feel annoying.
A little bit. But
when Willow used to lecture in Buffy, I would get annoyed with her.
And then she went evil. It was awful. But awesome, I mean. But in this, there's a hint. They hint as well at, like, you know, going dark, but she never goes dark. She never seems to be in that
much. No, it's always threading that line between actual darkness and then a 15-year-old/16-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Did you not enjoy that? I was totally into that because for me, that's what Sabrina was. I love the character so much. I don't mind that it's bloated because I'm enjoying all of these side plots and the Scooby Gang and all of these other things that may not necessarily tie into the overarching storyline of Sabrina, but I'm enjoying spending time with these people. And I think possibly it has to do with the fact that I just love shows like this period, like American Gothic and Supernatural and Charmed and Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, and all of that stuff. And I'm going to smack those words out of your mouth. I really don't think it belongs in the same...
I really do.
Because I feel like I showed you again. Once I started like having issues with them not dealing with the outstanding, like, I mean, it's the devil himself had appeared to you and said, I'm coming for your soul and you're going to get you eventually. You would be a bit distracted or whatever. She's like, okay, I'm going to start a book club.
But it's a slow burn, right?
I know, but there's a slow burn and there's like, this is ridiculous. I got that feeling. Like, I'm not saying it's ridiculous in like witches and all that. I'm well into all that. And
correct.
This is before we got to Discount Hogwarts.
Discount Hogwarts is a little cheap looking.
It's very cheap looking.
But I love the story that took place in Discount Hogwarts.
I don't know.
Because I think it's all part of the world building, right? Everything.
Absolutely. But I just think those worlds have been built up better. Like, I didn't particularly like Harry Potter at first because I felt like J.K. Rowling had just ripped off a lot of different things. Like, she's slamming things together. There's Gryffindor, Griffins, there's Giants, there's all these sorts of crazy things put together. And she kind of made it work. But also, if Hogwarts was going to have an insurance problem, this school is ridiculous. They actually kill, like, freshers. It beggars belief, you know what I mean? It's like, how this would not exist. People would say, I'm not sending my kids to witch school anymore. Why? Because you'd kill half of your entries on the first year. That's not sustainable.
But it's fun.
The fun didn't outweigh. Once I started seeing pit holes, I started seeing more and more holes. By this point, I was ground down. I was just like, Then the dream demon popped up and I threw my hands up and was like, I'm out.
Right from the get-go. Right from the very moment I see Sabrina, I am completely sold on the series.
Well, I was in for the first three. It was only during the 4 and 5th I started to drift.
Still, even through 4 and 5th, I don't know. I enjoyed those capsule episodes. I enjoyed the B plots. I was completely sold by everything they were trying to give to me because I think it's the execution with these characters. For some reason, it feels like I'm watching those early seasons of Buffy again. Before they had the end of the world, when it was all about this individual slayer trying to cope with her own demons, right? And I think I get that from Kiernan Shipka. I get that sense of weight on her.
I didn't get that at all.
I like the fact that this is taking its own time to build that world. I'm willing to put in 10 hours to get there.
I gave it 6 and it hasn't won me over, and I don't think it's going at this point.
Check out Chilling Adventures of Sabrina when it premieres this Friday. Are you Team Ian or Team Uma? Do you love it or do you hate it? Tell us what you think. I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.